So, you know, if we're thinking and singing this song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. What's a sanctuary? What is a sanctuary? Any thoughts on what a sanctuary might be?
A holy place.
Okay.
A peaceful place.
A dwelling place.
A dwelling place, a holy place, and it can be and would be a peaceful place. And I like all of that as we think of a sanctuary. And then we sang, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. I trust, and I don't know you all, but it's a wonderful thing to come to a Bible conference as young people. And I trust that right now, each one of you can say you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your own personal Savior. And if you don't, then before this conference is complete, that you do. But for each one of those of us who can say that we do know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, what's dwelling in these bodies? We set a sanctuary. Prepare me to be a sanctuary. We set a sanctuary with a dwelling place, a holy place, a peaceful place. Who's dwelling within these bodies of ours? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. Divine persons are dwelling within you and me, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. The dwelling place of the Spirit of God dwelling within you and me. God, the Spirit, dwelling within you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. He has prepared us, if we know Him. He has prepared us. Now, as we come together for conference, may He, by the Spirit of God, and may the Spirit of God have liberty in each one of our lives as individuals, as we hear at the conference, to allow us to take in the Word of God. And if we take that little song that we all know so well, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, and let that speak to us as far as the conference itself is concerned, and the Word of God that will be presented, and that we'll study together and have open, that the Word of God would find entrance into our hearts, and that by the power of the Spirit of God, it would have an effect on your life and on mine, and that each one of us would leave here with those thoughts and energized by what God in His grace would give us from His Word, and that we might take that in, and that we might even be prepared vessels to receive the Word. And so then, you know, we realize, as we think of all that and think of the definitions that have been given, right? It's the dwelling place. So we will come to understand that even in our studies, right? When we think of the holiness of God and how that ought to affect our lives, our practical daily lives. And it was, I'm forgetting them now. What was the first one? The holy place and the dwelling place. Yes. So we will understand then that there is the dwelling place and it's holy because it's God. And that's what brings peace in our lives as we aren't struggling, as we're going to learn with Jacob, who struggled and struggled for his own way and his own planning and his own thoughts. And he's going to have it all figured out. But there'll be peace with God as we submit ourselves to Him to allow Him to lead us here while we're still in this scene. So, just a few thoughts in the singing of this hymn. Tony, I think you're going to give us a few words as far as intro is concerned. We can close with a couple more songs.
Yeah, I'm going to do
to speak later?
Why didn't you talk about Jesus?
Passing the buck.
Maybe after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've ever taken a speech class, I did what they tell you never to do just before you get up to speak. Put some gum or candy in your mouth. So we'll have to get rid of that. I was hoping that they would sing some more. So we're very excited. We want to welcome each one of you to Winter Youth Conference 2013. It's very hard for us to imagine that we've reached almost the end of the year again. Perhaps it's not something that you may, at your stage in life, readily understand, but many of us who are a little bit older certainly had hoped that the Lord would have come already. Because you get tired of the environment that you have here on earth, the wickedness, the sin, the challenges. And you say, you know, Lord, come for us and take us to be with yourself. Certainly when we were your age, there were a lot of aspirations that we had, things that we were looking forward to. Some finishing high school, some finishing college, beginning careers, you know, establishing relationships and being married. All of these are good, natural things that we had before us. So I can understand perhaps where we have different perspectives depending on where we are in life. But as Brother John was speaking to us this a short while ago, there's some thoughts that ran through my mind in relation to Jacob. And we're going to spend a few days looking at this man. And we're going to discover some very interesting things about him. And we want you as young people, I think the benefit of the conference is going to be twofold. One is, if you have a desire to be here that goes beyond just your friends, because we know that's important to you as well, the fellowship is wonderful. But if there's a real desire for us to grow, for you, an individual, a personal desire, for you before the Lord to receive what the Spirit of God is going to open up to us from the Word of God concerning Jacob, then you're going to learn something about Jacob, something about his experiences that you didn't know before. But if you just stop there, young people, it won't be really what the Lord wants to accomplish in your life. So there's the instruction that we get from the Word of God, becoming exposed in a deeper way. So some may say, you know, I've read about Jacob before. You know, I know that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that he is a son of promise. And so maybe perhaps you already have a certain exposure to the life of Jacob. But really the challenge for us is, what do we do with the additional exposure from the Word of God concerning the life of Jacob? What does that mean to me as an individual? What impact is that going to have upon me? And so I'd like you to turn, and I'm only going to be very brief because we have the days before us that we will look at this in detail. But I'd like if you could turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. And I want to read a verse here, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.